Shaquan and NSK on 102.9. Fresh Wednesdays on 102.9, okay. Namibia's Heart and Soul.
This is my station.
It's 7:36 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We are celebrating the fact that Namibia, yes, the brave warriors of Namibia, got that victory. That's against Tunisia, a team that before this tournament, they only conceded one goal. Can you believe it? In the qualifying stages, they only conceded one goal. Namibia, the first country to score against them and win the game. First victory since independence. This is amazing.
Ah, moro morning.
Hey, how do you got the game, Haki? At the end of the season, the hotspot lounge, man.
Away.
Me overs Dion, Dion et Raspiel, man.
Ah, Dion et Raspiel,
Kap. Et Raspiel. That was the guy, man.
The red was
Benjamin. I'm not know the ones who drill, man. I'm not drill, man. It was the Ora said, the Ora said, and so far, Argentina, and so so Almal, man. Almal Brazil could Almal net come. Elemonet come. And my sister. It's a dire sister sing. Nezuzela, they must who does assist highlight, the Lemonet assist highlight once. They assist was how far like.
Ah, no, they was assist, bro.
Mamelani, my dark, my bro.
Thank you, man. Harry, we appreciate you. We've got the football encyclopedia with us right now. Abudi Isaac Hamata, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, NSK. Good morning to your listeners.
I greet you in the name of Brave Warriors, Toroba.
I greet you back in the name of the Brave Warriors.
Talk to us, my good sir. Listen, you have experienced this team since the good old days of 1998. You know football in and out. How did it feel when that final whistle went at the 90th minute and confirming us as the victors?
Maybe I must start with my whole day yesterday was messed up. I was stressed. I didn't eat. And when things like that happen to me, there's always a good result coming at the end of the day.
That is what we're talking about.
I knew from the feeling that I had that something good, and I was watching the match with one eye switching off. And luckily, when the goal was scored, I was in tune. I saw it.
Yeah.
And then now the last 2 minutes of the match were nerve-wracking. And then obviously, as a Namibian, you could not but either jump very high or go on your knees and pray and say, thank you, God. Mm. So I did both at the same time. So that was just how I celebrated this game. It's the first in AFCON out of 4 appearances. This was our 10th match in AFCON over the 4 participations that we had. So it is very significant, NSK. Maybe just for some record purposes.
Yeah.
Before our match last night, we were 10 countries that have participated in AFCON over the years.
Okay.
That have never won a match at the AFCON. So now there are 9 left. We are out of that.
Aye! That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah. So, and out of the 9, there are currently 4 at AFCON that have never won. There were 4, and now there are 3 left. We are also out of the 4. Mm. Unfortunately, Mozambique couldn't make it. They were close to a victory.
Oh, they were so close.
They didn't get it. Yeah, unfortunately. Guinea-Bissau is the other one. Mm. Mauritania is the one that lost earlier yesterday in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So we are out of the wrong side of the records.
Yeah.
We are no more. We have gone there. We have shown them. We were patient. Although the coaches and everybody else got some flack, international media lambasted us for being just and also ran a country that just comes to be beaten and go back. Now we have proven against Tunisia that we have played, I think, 7 times over 20 years since 1997 to 2007.
Yeah.
We have played around 7 matches. The 7 number is a significant number there. And they've always beaten us. We have had 2 draws there. And yesterday we gave them our first beating. It's for us, it's something very pleasing, NSK. But I must say, but as much as we are celebrating, but we should not be too over exuberant. We are not out of the woods yet. Yes, we have gotten our first victory, which for us, we have won the final. That's it, because that was the target. There are 2 targets that I set for myself. Obviously, I'm not playing, I'm not the coach. But one was, let's win one match. The other one, let's get out of the group. So we have achieved the first one. Now let's have a draw or a victory against South Africa or Mali for us to get out of the group. That would be massive. It will shine the light on Namibia, same as it was in 98, where we didn't win a match, but we had a good number of players that were signed by big clubs all over the world, mainly South Africa. So that is what you are looking at. The moment the light shines on you, people come with their patience.
Exactly.
Namibia benefits as a country, as an economy. So this soccer is not just for soccer's sake. It is for its economic, socio-economic purposes. I can tell you, I've gone through all social media posts, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever else. People are happy. Football dictates the mood of society. Ricardo Manetti once said, I listened to the clip that you just played of Hang Match. So he's an athletic coach, but he's supporting football. Football is your number one sport in the country, and everybody has a say. When we do not do well, the team is lambasted, rightly so, because we expect the best from them, because that's our flagship sport. So, when they do well like they did yesterday, we should all then also come together and say, thank you, guys, on to the next one. We should not be, like I said, too over-exuberant. Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
But when Sunday comes, we change gears. Bafana Bafana lost. They would want to up their game. They need to get out of here with a victory. And then, unfortunately, we would be their opponent, and they may just come at us with everything they have.
Now, check this out, Abudi Isaac. There are analysts that are saying that we actually didn't play a good game of football. It was Tunisia that played a bad game of football.
Whatever it is, my brother, whatever it is, maybe our game plan was to play a bad game or a whatever. It's not our problem. We got a 1-0 victory. Do you want to say to me that cross by Mudeu to Otto was Tunisia's badness or what?
Yeah.
What are they saying? Yeah, what are they saying? That's the disrespect that people are saying that I don't like. We played this type of football. We knew because those guys are a tad stronger than us. They've always beaten us. They've never beaten them. So what is your game plan? It's like a fist fight. In a fist fight, if the guy's stronger than you, you hit him first and you run away.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
You say, Jay Patrick, I love Jay.
That way, Jay. That's what it is. So that's what we did. And the most significant thing about that victory, it came with only 2 minutes. Yeah, they scored very early. Those guys were going to throw everything, fail water and tumble water at us.
That's it.
And maybe we're going to be beaten 4-1. So the timing of the goal and the substitution came at the right time because Mudeu came on as a sub 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
He chased that ball. That's not Tunisia's badness. He chased after that ball and he showed the other guy, his defender, the number. And he crossed that ball. Wato was positioned properly. They wanted to do an offside trap. He beat it and he had a goal. So it's the smartness of Otto with that impeccable cross by Mudeu. That why should it be the badness of Tunisia?
You know what, Isaac, especially for someone like you that is right in the middle of football, I know for a fact you have been privy to comments where people just do not respect the brave warriors. People still have this old historical context of what a brave warriors goede, brave warriors flop net. What do you say to them right now?
Look, this is the moment to switch our mindsets. Let's be patriotic, because it doesn't help you are bitter about your own country. This is not a political party against another.
Yeah.
This is the Namibian national team.
Possibly.
Representing everybody. See, whether you like the coach, you like his selection, your friend was not selected, he can only select so many players, and he takes the one that he thinks will do a job for him. Unfortunately, the rest of us must just celebrate as Namibian. Otherwise, you are a hypocrite. That's what it is. You are waiting for the team to win, then you want to pretend to be happy. But if the team had lost, we would have seen so many comments, but I'm not going to dwell on that. But it's a happy moment for us. It's 16 January yesterday. It's a historic day that we must etch it into our whatever, into our memories. Let's be positive about ourselves. And this thing of thinking low self-esteem, it is the worst thing that can happen to anybody. You have so much talent in your country. You yourself is gifted, but you have so much low esteem that you don't believe your countrymen and women can do well. And they will only do better if they feel your support. But we have this thing of every other country superior than us. Yes, they have the resources, they have everything. It is okay. But we also have what we have. In all the trials and tribulations that we went through, we are able to show time and again that we can rise to the occasion when it is demanded of us to rise to the occasion, as we did yesterday. But we always find detractors, Namibians, not other people. And you join foreigners who are lambasting us, and then they are dismissing the achievements that we have scored so far. It cannot be forever like that.
Hence why we are the land of the brave. Isaka Mata, thank you so much. I appreciate you, my good sir. Sunday is another day. We will talk on Monday as that game will happen on Sunday. Thank you so much, Buta.
Thanks, my brother. Keep well, and every good thing must happen to you, listeners, to the end beyond.
Ah, sablif. That's it. Thank you.
Abby, what took you so long?
Girl, see the guy over there by the DJ station.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.